Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro on Thursday announced a 150% rise in the minimum wage in a bid to cap the ongoing hyperinflation plaguing the Latin American nation. Maduro described the move as a correction to his economic recovery plan released almost 3 months ago. The hike is feared to result in a further rise in products prices.
The government focuses on workers' salaries while making efforts to prevent products from becoming more expensive, but not all sellers cooperate.
Meanwhile, some experts say the salary raise barely equals $11 on the local exchange market, and workers will not be able to afford many products yet. However, working-class citizens hope the move will make a difference.
Although prices go higher every time the president decrees a raise, I just hope he won't let the prices go up again.
In the private sector, businessmen did not welcome the government's latest measure. Experts also say the scenario may get worse because this salary raise lacks the support of private company owners, who may now counter by increasing products prices, claiming they need more money to afford paying their workers' wages.
Increasing prices is the only way I can afford paying my employees the new salary the government has imposed. Otherwise, I'll go bankrupt.
Despite having one of the world's largest proven oil reserves, Venezuela is in the fifth year of an economic crisis.
While many hope the latest salary raise will improve their purchasing power, some fear sellers will increase basic goods prices despite strict government regulations. Jesus Silva, Press TV, Caracas.